I think it comes out of a... I guess it comes from a cow, but you put it down, it's a rubber-like consistency. Put it down and boil it in some salt water, and then you can take it up and fry it in a little meal or with an egg, in an egg batter. I don't like it. Tastes like rubber when you're eating it. I don't care for that. That's one thing I don't like.
Well, have you ever heard people around here use any word for the inside parts of a hog that you could eat, but you might not normally eat, you know, like the heart and gizzard and lungs, something like that? You'd call all that anything in particular?
Well, you get brains from a calf or cow.
Yes, ma'am.
And you get they take the hog's head and they put it in brine, of course wash it good, and scrub it with a brush, and then put it in this brine and pickle it. And that's what they make pig's feet out of.
Is there anything in particular you can make with the meat from a hog's head?
Yeah, a hog's head cheese, they call it. It's a kind of a sausage.
Have you ever heard people call hog's head cheese anything else?
No, but there is another name for it, I know.
What about souse?
That isn't souse, it's kind of different. It's a little more of a sausage than the hog said cheese. Now that's what I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Well, I told you I don't know lots of things.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you were talking about tripe, have you heard anything that might be like that? People call it haslet, something like that?
No, I haven't.
Haven't heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I don't know if people still do it nowadays, but if people were making their own sausage, they'd take the intestines from the hog and clean them out and use those for casings.
Yeah, they do. To put this hog's head cheese in, they do that very often. They'll form a roll, you know, and they'll put that casing, like you say, is that outside of the roll. That keeps it. Keeps it longer.
Well, have you ever heard of people around here actually cooking and eating those intestines after they've been cleaned?
No, they might do it, but I really don't know.
What about chitlins?
Chitlins? I thought about chitlins just now. I don't know what chitlins are.
I guess you've never had any?
Not to my knowledge.
No. Or you didn't know what you were eating?
No, I didn't. Now, I have eaten brains.
Are those usually cooked with eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Brains and eggs?
There's a little tiny film, just like outside casing, like you say. But you're supposed to peel that off. And the brains, you know, come in little compartments like. And it's over them. And you're supposed to get, when you get a hold of it, it pulls right off. You don't cut it, you don't use a knife or anything. And that is no good. You don't use that for anything.
That's it.